Okay. I'm Michelle Mod. I own a Woody's gym based in Ainslie Street. I'm classed as the head coach. I train the pros here. We've got about five coaches in total who train the amateurs. And it's down to me to get the fighters fit for coming events.
So what made you decide to start a club upright in this town and in this actual place here?
It's really close to town centre. The old scouts that were in, the council was going to pull it down, which would have been a shame because it's been here for quite some time now. We was looking for a premises because Kev Hooper was turning pro. We inquired about it and we finally got it. We've done a lot of work on it and now the place is mint and we've turned it into a community gym.
So what are your hopes for the future for the gym?
We've already got pros fighting from here. We've already got a decent lineup of amateurs. We're running a kids class and we're just starting up a women's boxing session. That's pretty much it now for like the structured classes. We've sort of catered for everybody around. We can only hope that the lads who fight for the club can achieve now and get the gym recognised to encourage kids in the area to come and join up to the sport.
So boxing's known as a supreme fitness sport. You know, someone of my age, you know, used to be into fitness as such. It's not just for people who go out in competition. There is a good aspect for you for people to come along to your club and learn some fitness and some maybe self-defence techniques and some stuff. Is that the same? Is that what you hope for the club?
Yeah, well, we cater for everybody. We've got members here that are 8 and we've got somebody here who's 65. You just come, you keep fit. It's like I say, it's a community-based project. Although we've got pros here, that just really, really reflects on the standard of boxing we've got. But it doesn't mean that people who don't really want to compete, they just want to keep fit, something to do as a hobby, it's here for them if they want to use it like that.